We're out fighting for the safety of our country. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And these and all blessings we ask in your name. Thank God. Amen and amen. And God bless you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning. Hope there are more than it. Can we try that again? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, that sounds a little better. And let's just go ahead and speak to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
yes.
Lord.
Bless you. He woke us up. We definitely got to speak to him. Good morning, Lord. And you know we always do. We're going to open up our line, get it, set the tone by just giving God his due purpose. Let's just give the Lord a big old thank you this morning. Let's just give him a big praise, baby. Those of you that are out there, open up your lines and let's just start thanking the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you all, amen. We thank you for all of you all again this morning. And we know that our chief is, right now we're going to give him a rest. The loss of his mother, our mother to the nation, Mother Adley Johnson. But however, we're going to still go on with what we know we're supposed to do. People are still standing in the need of prayer. The Lord will still do his worship and his praise, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless all of you all. And we know, like I said, that we had the loss of our mother to the nation, Mother Adley Johnson. We're just going to open up this morning. She's been such a blessing to so many people. Remember how she used to come on the line and say she had a dream and she could just see her arms just growing, growing, growing. People around the country began to call her mama, godmama, our mother to the nation that prayed for all of us. And this morning, those of you, there's someone out there on the line that just want to share something about what Mother Johnson meant to them, the memories, the life, the legend of this great woman of God that has gone on to be with the Lord. And we can just say, thank you, Jesus, because she lived a holy and sanctified life. She lived the life that she talked about, always teaching us about the Holy Ghost, telling us to get rid of our mess. Just get it right with God. We thank God for her. At this time, I'm going to open up the line. If there's someone out there that has something they would like to say, the line is now open to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Sister Corbin of Kansas City. And I'd just like to share a little bit about Mother Johnson and thank her for what she has done for me when she was here. You know, when we first come into Christ, you don't know anything. But Mother Johnson taught me a whole lot. showed me how to do different things in the church and things. She showed me how to work for the pastor. She showed me and taught me about loving Jesus. I just thank her for all that she did for me. And she taught me, and I know she loved me ever before. And I pray for the Johnson family, and I actually bring every one of you to keep them up in prayer. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Irvine, and we thank God for that. And that is so true. Mother Johnson used each moment as a teachable moment to teach us of either going higher in the Lord or how to be women of, and even men of God. Sometimes she talked to the men also. She did not discriminate. God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Irvine. Is there anyone else out there that would like to have something to say? Well, praise the Lord. Even if you've already said something, if you want to come back in and say something on the life and legacy of Mother Adelaide Johnson, I'm giving you the opportunity again to do so.
Good morning, good morning. This is Ambassador Lacey in Waukegan. I'm glad to join the prayer line this morning. I overslept last night. I don't know how I went off to sleep. But I thank God that I'm able to be on here this morning. Whatever the ambassadors are doing, I'm with you 100%. I want to thank God for Mother Johnson. I tell you, I'm really, really shook up. But I thank God for the life that she lived in 90-some years on this prayer line. She was on here when she was able to talk and give us encouragement. And one thing that is sticking with me is God get the glory out of our life. I will forever cherish those words that Mother Johnson gave to us. And when she would pray for the people, she didn't keep up any confusion. And if you had any, she'd tell you straight out, don't bring it to me. I'm trying to get the glory out of my life with God. She was really a wonderful lady. I stayed in her home many times, and I enjoyed being there. I remember one time she selling so many hats for me from her house. She didn't have to do that, but she called all of her friends and everybody she thought would want a hat and got them to buy a hat to help me out with Mary's mission. I thank God for Mother Adelaide Johnson and Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Regina and all of y'all that's on this prayer line. I thank God for every one of you. And we shall forever cherish that book that Mother Johnson wrote. That was a wonderful book that you put out. And we thank God for just the message on the back of it, the subject to touch somebody. I tell you, I really enjoyed being in a home. I'm sorry that I may not make it to the funeral. We have a funeral ourselves. It's three family members of mine. And, you know, once we buried two of them and looking forward for the other one on Saturday. But I don't think that I'm going to be able to make it there either. Things is kind of rough, you know, right now with me having a pneumonia and getting over it real like I've gotten over it and still got a very sick sister in Roland Park, Mississippi, back in the hospital again. I tell you, but I'm willing to go forward and just thank God for Dr. Johnson, National Ambassador, Chief Ambassador of this prayer line, and we must hold up the arms of him while he's away and come on here and give our time and our talents and whatever we can do to help keep this prayer line going fresh fruits. God bless each of you this morning, and I'm praying for you.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Mary Lacey. We know that Mother Johnson was indeed your friend. And I just need to back up for a moment here and, first of all, respect protocol and thank God for our Chief Ambassador, man with the vision. And as in Dr. Bernard Johnson, not only is he our Chief Ambassador, but he's also my pastor. And I thank God for him, as well as his lovely wife, Ambassador Dr. Lady Betty Johnson. We thank God for all of the ambassadors, the bishops, the prophets, all of you all out there on the line. I praise God for you. I pray to God for you all getting up this time in the morning to give the Lord your first fruits. Now, I'm going to ask if you all would just come on, let's just do this and hold up the chief's arms the way we know that he would want us to do this and the way he has been teaching us to do this, and we know that the Lord is due his. So we're going to ask again, is there anyone else out there that has anything that they would like to say regarding the life and legend of Mother Adlai Johnson, because she was truly a blessing to all of us. Is there another one?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Jerry Hall. Good morning to everyone. Mother Adlai was my great aunt, which is my grandmother's sister. And so, yes, she will definitely be missed by me. She definitely gave me a lot of wisdom and encouragement, and I will miss her.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Paul. That is so true. She's going to be missed, and you are in that family line, in that bloodline. God bless you. Is there another one?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning. This is Desiree Peterson. I thank and praise God for another day, and I thank God for 2 years of raising my life. I thank God for the life of Ms. Johnson. I did never meet her. I really enjoyed her when she would come over and, speak and everything, the words and things. She would say the wisdom that she had put me on her, like my mother and him, with the advice she would be giving and everything like that. She will be missed, and I know we're all going to miss her, but God knows. You know what best for us. You know what best for us. So she's with the Lord. And I know she's happy this morning because she always says she's ready to go. But we wasn't ready for her to go, but God knows best. And we all going to miss her, but we're going to stay in prayer and continue to carry it up.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Peterson. That's right. She was ready to go. She was ready. She had already got her life, got her things in order to go home to be with the Lord. And we, again, we're thanking God for her life and legacy. And these are almost like praise reports, just talking about how Mother to the Nation, Mother Adlai Johnson, I can still just see her sitting up there in her chair with that gold hat on. And God bless her. Someone else out there.
Yes, this is Apostle Adams from Savannah, Georgia. I just want to give my condolences to the Johnson family. Praise God, and to everyone, you know. Praise God. I'm sorry to hear that. I just came on the prayer line this morning, and I heard, I didn't know that Dr. Johnson mother is going to be with the Lord, but that's a good thing. He said precious is the sight of the death of the one that die in the Lord. Precious is the precious, I can't really code it good right now, but she is precious in his sight. And I just thank God for her being with us on the prayer line as the Lord allowed her to be with us and imparting wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I'm sorry to hear that, and I send my condolences to the Johnson family, to everyone.
God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Adams. We appreciate those kind words.
Amen.
For those who may just be signing on. We're just discussing or just drop a little nuggets about the life and legacy of our Mother to the Nation, Mother Adlai Johnson, who went on to be with the Lord on this past Sunday, Valentine's Day, February 14th. Is there anyone else out there that would like to say anything reflecting the life of this great woman?
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Sharon Darden, and God bless you, all ye people of the Most High God. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I was listening yesterday, and I didn't jump in because I was getting ready for work. But this morning, I'm sitting here waiting to jump in. So I just want to say I've only been on the line a year since last February. But the first time I heard Mother Johnson She put me in the mind so much of my own grandmother, who's been gone like over 10 years to be with the Lord. Amen. And so when she was on the line and she was closing out the hour with Chief Ambassador, I didn't want to hang up. I didn't want to hang up. I was, you know, just hanging on every word she was saying. And she was closing out the hour, and she said to Chief Ambassador said to her, somebody's still on the line. Somebody's still on the line. And I said, it's me, Chief. It's Sister Sharon. Because I didn't want to hang up, because it would be like hanging up in her face or walking away from her presence. And I did not want to do that. And that was just the first time I had ever heard her on the line. And so I thank the Lord for her. I'm just going to miss her. And God bless whoever yesterday was praying for the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, because, you know, we love our grandparents, and we are definitely going to miss them. And it seems like, you know, her immediate children, you know, they're all involved in the closing and, going home process and everything. But the grandchildren really suffer in silence, kind of. And so I remember going through that and still, after over 10 years, missing my grandmother so very, very, very much. So as we hold up the entire Johnson family, from the children, from the sons and daughters to the grandsons and granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters, everyone, because we miss our loved ones when they're gone from our presence. But we know that they're in the presence of the Lord. Precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. Amen. God bless you all you ambassadors. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you for how you can carry it on, because this is how I know you all to be. Amen. I've met you all in person, and God bless you all. Amen. As we continue to carry on in the name of the Lord, in the absence of our chief ambassador. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Darden. We really appreciate those words. Is there someone else out there? Someone else
want
to get in?
Good morning. This is Prophet Bay from California.
Good morning.
I would like to say good morning to everybody on the First Fruit prayer line this morning. Thank God for Pastor Bernard Johnson and Dr. Betty Johnson, and I'm praying for all the Johnson family and their friends and loved ones and the children and grandchildren, because I know everybody loves Mother Allie Johnson. And I would also like to say that I hold her dearly in my heart, because I could call her, she always prayed with me, she laughed with me, and she told me so much about life and ministry. And I was, like I always said, she always taught me about fashion, and I loved her hats, and it's so much I can remember. I can just go on and go on about her. And I love her dearly, and I love the family. And I'm praying for everybody, so God bless everybody on this First Fruit prayer line this morning. And God bless you all in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen.
I don't know.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Baker, for those kind words all the way from California, from the West Coast. And we're going to ask right now, is there someone else? Did I hear someone else trying to get in?
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
Good morning, all as well.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sheila Brown, and I'm a friend of Prophetess Betty Baker, and I live here in Kansas City, Kansas.
Good morning.
My mom gave her life to God. I'm 43 years old, and my mom gave her life to God with me in her womb. And ever since then, we come up in the Church of God in Christ, and we always knew the Johnson, knew of the Johnsons, knew what kind of respectable people they were, knew what kind of lifestyles that they lived, because you never heard their name slandered and never heard Mother Adelie's name scandalized in the street and all of that. And I remember when I become maybe in my 20s and something like that, I remember Dad Johnson. I mean, he can look straight through your spirit and just let you know that you're not living right. So I've been around these people all of my life. Like I said, I'm 43 years old. We all come up in the Church of God in Christ. No, I did not know her as well as most of you all did, but I've seen her as a woman of God, always sitting quietly, always waiting until it was her turn. So I can just say this morning, say to God, we might as well get ready for the going home celebration. We don't have no reason to be sad. We know where she is, and we might as well put on our shouting shoes and get the shouting, rejoicing in the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you, Sister Sheila.
Oh, Jesus.
That's so true. Since I've been here in Kansas, everybody knows of Mother, well, in the Wyandotte, in the Kansas City area, Wyandotte County, they know of Mother Adley Johnson and the Johnson family and the legacy. They did so much throughout the city, throughout the county, about letting people know about being saved, being filled
yes.
with Holy Spirit. There are testimonies of so many people that talk about the vital role that she played in their life and bringing them to the Lord. God bless you. Someone else out there. Anyone else have anything they would like to say? You know, Mother Johnson has made it in. She's put her time in. And we know that we all got to take that walk one day. And we're going to want someone to just say something good about us. It inspires us. It keeps us going. This is not a time to be sad. This is not a time to just shut up and sit down and just say, I'm not going to say nothing. Let's rejoice because Mother Johnson is where Mother Johnson wanted to be. And I believe Mother Johnson made it in. I believe she made it in. So come on, saints, let's just open up and take the opportunity, take advantage of this opportunity to just
God
give the woman at her prize.
God bless you. I'm Ambassador Dana. This morning we are grateful to the Lord for him being good to us. And we thank God for the Johnson family. I and Ella Wilson, we are sending out condolences, and we love to hear her when she was on the line. It was so encouraging. I like that old-time way, and she just that old-time teaching to us.
Mm-hmm.
Out on today. But think about what the older saints done, the old pioneers that have paved the way for us. Because if it hadn't been for them, we wouldn't even know how to live holy. But God has blessed us through them to leave, as a legacy that they left behind for us to follow. And if we follow it, I believe we will see Jesus one day and meet his face in peace. God bless you, and I say to the family, we are praying for you. What's up? God has not made a mistake. He just only come and got his own. So God bless you, and we are forever praying for you.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Mother Wilson, for taking the time to jump in there again and just give it words of expression. And we thank God for that. Is there anyone else out there this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's God, Sister Gina. This is Mother Franklin. Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Mother Franklin.
Yes, you bless you, bless you. I was just calling to give my condolence, praise God, to Dr. Johnson and to the family of Mother Adderley Johnson, praise God, the mother of our nation, praise God, a sanctified woman. I bless God. But Mother, I just love hearing her on the prayer line. She has strengthened me, and many times she has called me and prayed for me, and I really appreciate her. And I want to say that I know that she's going to be missed, praise God, on the prayer line. But God is faithful, and we thank God for the years that she has lived. And again, I said, God bless the prayer line, the family, the prayer line family, and strengthen you all, and also strengthen Mother's family.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Franklin. So wonderful to hear your voice, and we've certainly been praying for you. People have been calling your name, has anyone heard from Mother Franklin? And God bless you. Thank you so much for those kind words regarding Mother Hadley Johnson. Is
Mother
there someone else?
Called me from North Carolina and told me Mother Britt called me and you called me. And you and me, and I am so happy that you all remember us. Amen. Mother John, you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, praise the Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name. I just thank God for the time that I spent with Mother Johnson there. I know that she was a woman, a real, real woman of God.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind that Mother Johnson has made her peace with the Lord, that she's better off than what we are today. But I thank God for her. I thank God for her, praying with us and for the time that I've been on the prayer line praying for me, encouraging me, honey. I just thank God for it. And I said to the family, look up and live, because Mother Johnson has lived a beautiful life. She's lived a life with the Lord. And I thank God for me being able to experience the time that I've been with Mother Johnson. I praise God for it. I praise God. I know we never wanted them to leave, but, you know, she's lived a life. She's lived her life with the Lord. So now she's going to get her reward. And I said, look up, family, look up, and believe God. God will take you through this. He will take care of you through. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for my being here on the line this morning, you know, with the saints, you know, and I give God all the honor and the glory, because nobody can be God but God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, women of God. Thank you so much for coming on the line. Excuse me. And we know how Chief Ambassador fill about those mothers on the line, those seasoned saints. Some of you all may not know these women of God, but they were some of the first mothers on this First Fruit prayer line. Mother Britt, Mother Franklin, along with, of course, our Mother to the Nation, Mother Adley Johnson, Dr. Lacey, Mother Franklin, Mother Peterson, and we could just go on, name a few more of them that are actually were back, what we call back in the day. These are the mothers that were with them, and it's so great to hear their voices this morning. Praise God, and we'll be looking forward to hearing more from these great women of God. God bless you. Someone else out there. Is there anyone else out there that just want to say something? Well, go ahead, Mother Britt. We can hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Sister Carvin, Texas. I thank the Lord for this beautiful, wonderful Wednesday. And I was just thinking as I had it on mute, listen to all the mothers on the line. And then our dear Mother of the Nation, I remember she would always talk about the Holy Ghost and how you needed the Holy Ghost, and very few people talk about the Holy Ghost these days. And I remember one day I wasn't feeling so well on the line, and she came on the line and started praying and started talking, and it just lifted my spirit. I say, now, if she can get on the line and praise the Lord, these pains don't mean nothing. I need to try to be more like her. And God is so good. He gave her her wish on a special day, and she is celebrating in the arms of the Lord, and that is such a blessing. And I may not have met her face to face, but in the spirit and in my heart, she'll always be in my heart. And I'm just praying for everybody on the line, the ambassadors elect, and we all should celebrate, because she was a blessing in all of our lives. And we should, if we can live just a piece of what she teaches about, We just stay in line with the Lord. And I'm praying for everybody on the line, and I thank y'all, because where would I be without this prayer line? And I just look forward to it every morning. And God bless y'all, and have a wonderful day.
God bless you, honey, called all the way from Texas. And thank you so much. And that's so true. I remember the last time Mother Johnson came on the line. She just, everyone was just so elated to hear her voice. She just came on praising and thanking God. And we thank God for that great woman of God's life. Is there another one out there this morning? Come on, y'all, wake up. Is there someone else that want to say something about Mother Johnson? Or is there a praise report out there? I'll give you a couple of minutes if anyone else has a praise report. Want to include Mother Johnson? Let's
open up the line and just give God the glory. This is Sister Lucille, and I want to talk about Mother Johnson. I've been knowing Mother Johnson ever since I was a little girl. She was a real good friend of my grandmother's. They were real good friends. So she knew my mom when she was a little girl. So that means that she went a long way back with my family. But I thank the Lord for Mother Johnson. She was such an inspiration to me and my children. When we come to church, she always liked how my sons looked in their clothes. She always used to tell me how good they looked when they came to church. And I thank the Lord for her. I thank the Lord that she was in my life, because after I lost my grandmother, I adopted her as my grandmother, and I just thank the Lord for her. I thank the Lord for Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Amazing Grace. I thank the Lord for his prayer line. I'm asking the saints to just keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille, and we certainly will do that. I heard someone else trying to get in.
Hello. Praise the Lord. Hello.
Hello.
This is Apostle Adams. I'd just like to read the scripture that I was talking about early concerning the Johnson family and their friends and loved ones, everyone on the prayer line. It comes from Psalms 116 and beginning at the 15th verse. It says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And I just wanted to give that to everyone in the prayer line and the Johnson family. And we love you all. We'll be praying in Jesus' name.
And that was Psalm 116?
Yes, ma'am. Psalm 116 and the 15th verse.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Apostle Adams. Anyone else? You know, saints, this
Ambassador,
is
Ambassador.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Ambassador Gina, this is Ambassador Smith. God bless all of you, and I'm really enjoying all of the praise that goes to the legacy of Mother Johnson. And the only thing that I have left in my voice this morning, I just want to sing a piece of a song, if I can get it out. You know, I know Mother Johnson would be singing, "To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done." And I know she wants us to carry that in our spirit. Hallelujah. Because she's a praiser. I can hear her on the line saying, "Glory, glory, 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 glory." And then when she says the glory, she would bring in the glory of God. Because anything that's done is done in his presence. Amen. So it's something about when she would say glory, I could sense healing on the line. When she said glory, I could sense God bringing the peace in the room. And I just want to sing it again. Because to get where the mother of the nation, Ambassador Johnson, glory to God, a friend to many, a godmother to many, a sister to many, woman of God, of excellence to many. You'll have to walk in those walk. And I know she wore her armor. She had to keep her armor on down here. But where she is now, there's no dying. There's no sickness. There's no hurt. And there's no pain. Glory to God. So I'm going to sing it one more time. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. As the angels are flapping right now. To God be the glory. Oh, can you imagine them standing there waiting for her, lined up singing, you've done your work, you finished your course. To God be the glory, for the things, had some good days and some bad days, for the things, but you kept on praising and glorifying me in spite of, for the things he has done. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let's just give a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your
gift.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the relationship with you, Lord. All the things that he has done.
Thank
good
you.
Good night, Father. We'll see you in the morning. Thank
good
you.
Evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
If we could just live a life like Mother Johnson.
Thank you, Lord.
She came through everything. She yet praised God. Through everything, Mother Johnson praised God. She gives the praise unto God. And through the pain, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we have a legacy. You left a legacy back here for us.
Hallelujah.
You left a legacy, Johnson. The Johnson family and kids, Mother Johnson left a legacy. A holy, sanctified woman. A holy, sanctified woman. There's no doubt in my mind and no doubt in my mind. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. What an example, what an example, what an example. 90-something years old, 90, she yet praising God. Even though she had pain, but she yet praised God. She wasn't mumbling and complaining, but she was praising God, giving God the glory. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Ambassador Gina, and I can just imagine and seeing all the mothers and Mother Johnson in the church, when all the saints of God would be praising God and sharing their testimonies, and they will break out and say, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right.
Yes,
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Yes, Lord. Got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. And then they would say, Jesus told them everything got to be all right. Glory to God. And I didn't say that she said anybody else, but the mothers would say, and I can just imagine Mother Ellison said, Jesus told me everything's going to be all right. And I can just have just quote the scripture. Lift up your hands, oh, you gates. Hallelujah. And then you lift it up, you everlasting doors. For the key, she says, the key of glory has come in. And I don't know if you all know that song, but the song that says, the key is coming. The key is coming. And she just wants us to be ready. She don't want us whining and all of that. She wants us to be ready. If you want to see Mother, Mother, just again, get your life right. She made, I think, in the spirit, in heaven, in the spirit, she'll say, oh, that's first fruit over there. Glory. That's mother over there. Oh, my God. There's another fruit from the first fruit. Glory to God. Come on. And let's just dance in Jesus. Oh, God bless you. I'm feeling this in my spirit this morning. Glory, glory. I've been praising God every day. Rejoicing, because the Bible says to rejoice. Glory to God for this wonderful celebration. Amen. God bless you, Sister Gina. I didn't mean to step in there on you, but I'm rejoicing. I'm so glad, and you put you in a place of sensitivity with God. You know, you'll miss the absence from Mother Johnson. You'll miss hearing her voice. But when you tune into the Spirit, you will always hear her say, glory, 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 on the line. I heard her last night, glory, 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 glory. And every time I would hear it, I'm thinking about something she said. Them saved, you got to give it all. Come on in, give it up, glory to God. And those are the mothers that you appreciate. And the mothers that are on the line, God bless you.
Bless you. Wonderful Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, all of you women of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the time is passing, and we're going to go ahead and open up the line for prayer requests. Ambassador Stern, are you with us this morning? Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up the line.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Do you mind doing prayer requests for us today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to put my spirit. Amen. I had a real busy day all day yesterday, but God bless you all this morning. Amen. Good service this morning, and we certainly want that anointing
that Mother Johnson left a beautiful manta of the anointing, and it is awesome. I'm enjoying the beautiful remarks of the beautiful labor. We'll never be able to stop talking about this great woman of God, but it's an awesome, sweet spirit this morning in the service. And we certainly want to carry on for our prayer requests. If there's anyone this morning that needs prayer, we're still the First Fruit prayer line, and we still do pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. And lift up a bow down here. Somebody still need, amen.